Yo, episode 11 of some podcast that's an audio boo that has no name. Jackie, 27-year-old guy living in Knott's Central Maryland. Just talking. That's what I do. I found that I have more listeners here than I thought I would, and I know there's definitely a consistent number, so I know there are at least, let's say 500. That's not the number, but that many people listening. And holy shit, I just looked at my hands. It's like they're starting to crack because it's starting to get cold, and that's fine. I like this weather, but my skin does not. Ugh, it's gross. Yeah, so I wanted to follow up on the whole episode last time, which was about novelty foods and drinks, which I love novelty foods and drinks, if I haven't made that clear. And I was talking about regional things, like why the fuck is the McRib always in Pittsburgh but not here? Because fuck Pittsburgh. But stuff like burger joints like, let's say, Whataburger, Rallies, or which are actually Checkers, but they call them Rallies in, like, the Indianapolis, Ohio, Kentucky area. But firstly, why? That doesn't even make any sense why you would rename a place, have it two names. There was a Sonic that just opened recently around here, and it's, like, since July, and I haven't been yet, and I love Sonic, so I don't know what the fuck's wrong with me. There's a new place that I know is opening up, because I have all these food spies. Yes, I have food spies. That is coming over from the Yuck, from the UK, and I know there's one in Boston, in the Prudential Center. I think it's called Wagamama, I think it's called. It's kind of like, they describe it as a ramen place. It looks like a Noodles and Company kind of place to me. And Noodles and Company is awesome. If you guys have never been, it's, think Chipotle, but noodles, and that's fantastic. And actually, on the whole Chipotle tip, they're gonna start a whole new chain, like their mother company, whatever, is starting a new chain, that's, think Chipotle, but Chinese food. So kind of like Panda Express, which Panda Express, as far as I know, is the only Chinese, chain. Because Chinese people hate each other, so we don't need to have chains. Plus, the standalone ma and pa Chinese restaurants, they do way, way more well than you'd think they would. They do crazy money. Wagamama is, they call it ramen, but it looks like just noodles. And they're gonna have 650 on the East Coast, which is awesome for me, because I'm on the East Coast, but why not the rest of the country? I mean, if it's a ramen place, quote-unquote, why not California? No, why not the Bay Area? Because there are a ton of yellow people over there, and it doesn't make sense to me. Why just this side? I get it. D.C. and Virginia and New York have tons of yellow people, but you know what? I don't know if it's as many as there are over on the west side. Yeah, I said it. Wagamama, I'm really interested in that, the new Chipotle thing. I haven't had Panda Express in a really long time, and I know Sonic has, like, the happy hour, quote-unquote, between 2 and 4, or noon and 2, where all their drinks are half price, all their slushy drinks and syrupy drinks, which are fantastic. If you haven't been to a Sonic, that sucks. I really want to go to, like, an In-N-Out, which I know is only over in the Southwest, South and Southwest slash California area, which sucks. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't know if they have Five Guys over there. Five Guys is fantastic. We just had one open up in town, and a yogurt place has opened up next to them. Yogurt is, like, the new thing. Like, last year, there was a big yogurt boom, I guess, in a town over from us. There are, like, 4 yogurt places alone. It's like the serve your own, where you pull down on the little soft serve shit, and then you put all your toppings on, and they charge you by the pound, or ounces, and it's good stuff. They have like 1,000 flavors, and I think that's dying out slowly, but there are a ton of those, and they're all run by Korean people, which is weird to me. I don't know. I guess Korean people are thrifty. No, they're trendy. That's what they are. That's why they know it. They're bastards. Smart bastards. So yeah, there's that kind of stuff. Anyway, twitter.com/TokiBeyond. Tell me your food stuff, because I want to eat, because I'm a big fat guy. Later.